Good afternoon and welcome to WJAB. This is the Presidential Community News from the Hill, and joining us once again for this month, the month of April, Dr. Hugini, the 11th president of Alabama A&M University. And good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon to you, Ms. Fox.
We're glad to have you back here, and a lot to catch up on and to also preview. Let's talk about the success of the Day of Service. It was huge for the students here at A&M.
It certainly was, and we are just so proud of our students. As you are aware, our motto here is Service to Sovereignty, and they have actually taken that to a whole new level. We had over 1,500 students involved in the service component that day. They touched every aspect of the city and certainly made an impact, and we want to commend them. I did an open letter to all of our students acknowledging what they had done and thanking them for the service they provided. Earlier, we had a day that we spent with administrators, faculty, some students as well, working on a Habitat for Humanity house. So we have been quite engaged in service and definitely demonstrated the service of sovereignty. So again, hats off to our students, hats off to the Freshman Academy, Ms. Monica Clark, for the leadership that she provided in doing that. And we look to continue that each year to have it to grow more and more until we get really all of our students involved in providing service to our great community.
I love that, living up to our motto. I think that's paramount. That's important, especially for people to see that we do take care of business and going out and partnering and making relationships and working with people out in the community. And especially students need community service hours.
They do. They do. Not only the hours, but it also provides them experience and something else that they can add on their resume as they are looking for employment. People like to see that individuals give back.
Mm-hmm, most definitely. Now, that was on April 1st, and I'm going to kind of skip over the ribbon cuttings first, and let's talk about Honors Day. We're talking about our students, of course, and how well they are excelling in their studies and their homework and their grades. How did you feel about Honors Day this year?
Great. We love the opportunity of recognizing academic excellence, and that program provides that venue to do that. Some years ago, we wanted to do something that would really take it to a different plateau. Mm-hmm. And so we designed the medals. So the medals are very similar to what you would get in the Olympics. So for the top performing students, those students are known as our gold recipients, and then we have our silver, and then we have our bronze. And so I have the honor and distinction and pleasure of putting that gold medallion or the silver or the bronze medallion on each of the recipients as they pass through. And so students look forward each year to receiving one of those. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have the dean's list recipients as well as our honor roll students. And then we acknowledge the top performing students from each of our colleges. So each of the college, there will be a top performing student. At this university, we emphasize that we have student athletes. And so in addition to each of the colleges, we also identify the top performing athlete. This year, it was twin sisters that mm-hmm. received that distinction. And so again, great program. We want to always be sure that we are placing the recognition of academic excellence on the same plane as we do other activities here at the university.
Any thoughts of adding graduate students to these honor roll and dean's list? I'd love to have a gold medallion.
The possibility always exists. I mean, we really had not given it much thought, but we certainly will take that under consideration and see what we can do about including graduate students. Mm-hmm. Because graduate students are significant. They represent about 25% of the student population here at the university, and we want them to know that they are part of the university, and what they do is just as important as the undergraduate students.
Mm-hmm. You talk about student athletes and our basketball program moving forward and moving onward. We have a new basketball coach. What are your thoughts on Coach Marsh?
We are very excited, and we are pleased to welcome him to Alabama A&M University. He certainly comes with a breadth of experience for the university, having, of course, coached at different levels and with different institutions. Mm-hmm. He comes to us from Texas Southern, and of course, we know that Texas Southern has kind of dominated basketball in the last couple of years, and so we hope that some of that Domination will transfer here to Alabama A&M University, but he comes highly recommended, and we are excited and look forward to the opening of the basketball season under Coach Marsh.
Almost like you want to skip football. Let's see what can happen with basketball, especially the day after his press conference. He said the team had practice at 6 a.m., and I was like, oh, my, he's not missing a beat.
He's very, very serious. But we don't want to skip over football. We'll let everything in its own way, and we'll get to the season. Again, we're very excited. But we're going to have a great football season as well. So we're thinking this year is going to turn things around for us.
Yeah, Coach Spadey's working really hard with his students, and the Maroon and White game is coming up as well. So we look forward to that. Black Tie Gate. Well, let's go back to the ribbon cuttings. We have some wonderful things happening or continuing to happen here on campus and growth. Talk about the ribbon cutting ceremonies that took place.
We are continuing to implement our master plan. And the master plan includes not only the construction of the new residence halls that we're looking forward to opening in the spring of next academic year, but in addition to that, we have some beautiful structures on our campus, and we want to utilize those structures. We want to repurpose those that we can. And so we have taken three structures, beginning with Council Hall. Council Hall was a residence hall for women. Mm-hmm. We have repurposed that now, and it's going to be used for student support services. So we have our TRIO programs there. We have retention and persistence there. And we also have the Confucius Institute. Mm-hmm. We spent about $1 million in upgrading that. And the basement is support for our TAN, which is the tutorial network. And mm-hmm. so we are pleased that we have that wonderful facility, and we wanted to celebrate. And so to celebrate, we had a ribbon cutting for that facility. Mm-hmm. We also had a ribbon cutting for our science building, Carter Hall. And spent about $5 million there. We, of course, did a new HVAC system and a new roof. We did work to the interior in terms of classrooms and office space, new windows. And so it's a beautiful building. Faculty and students are very, very satisfied and pleased that we've been able to upgrade that facility. Mm-hmm. And then the third is our Ralph Lee building, which is our student union building on the campus. Spent about $1 million there, and a lot of the work was in the game room. So the game room is an exciting place to be now. I mean, uh-huh. You've got vintage games and different little games that you can spend your time enjoying the relaxation that we hope the students will have in that kind of environment. So we were excited about the fact that we were able to pull together the resources in order to upgrade the facilities we have. We still have a very, very long way to go. Mm-hmm. We probably need something in the excess of $300 million to really bring the campus up to what we'd like it to be for today and for the future. Mm-hmm. But that's going to require a significant investment from the state of Alabama. It's not going to happen until we are able to get a bond referendum, mm-hmm. and that bond will then, the proceeds from that could be used to upgrade facilities. We're trying to do it with the meager resources that we have, but chopping along, and, you know, as if you've got an aging facility, it continues to age.
Right.
And so while you may have something planned, you then have to reallocate those resources to go back and do something that you didn't anticipate occurring. Mm-hmm. And so it's an endless battle unless we can get that significant infusion of dollars to make a difference going forward.
Is that something you have to wait for the next new governor that is elected, or is that something that possibly can happen with Kay Ivey as the interim governor?
It can happen at any time. It's just whether the governor, the legislator come together and decide that a bond referendum, and we're not saying a bond referendum for Alabama A&M only. This is a bond referendum for education,
okay,
in the entire state. As I travel throughout the state with our presidential bus tour, there's a need for improvement in our high schools, for new high schools. There's a need for improvement, of course, here. Other campuses will tell you the same thing. So it's not just this university that's affected. It's the entire state of Alabama. Mm-hmm. And that's why we really encourage the legislature and the governor to come together and to do a significant bond referendum that will give us the proceeds that we need to make our campus ready for the 21st century and beyond.
So how do you make them buy into that?
Well, it's an effort on the part of all of us. Those of us that know members of the legislature, to have that conversation with them. Okay. We have students on the campus. They have the ability of talking to the legislators back at home. We have alumni throughout the state. And they have the ability of touching those persons. And so if each of us reach out, but again, it's not only Alabama A&M, but right. all of the alumni of all of the institution, all the students of all of the institutions, and the parents coming together and saying to the elected officials, this is a priority, this is something that you need to do, we'll get it done. So I think that's the way we have to approach it.
Interesting. I know social media is a powerful thing.
It is.
And
it is.
Maybe you're just putting just a message out there, hey, go talk to your legislator in your area, your district, and put the bug in their ear that we need a bond referendum for the entire state.
And hopefully it will resonate.
I might just do that this evening. Yes. We shall see. All right, let's move forward to the Black Tie Gala. We talked with Mr. Archie Tucker, Vice President of Marketing, Communications, and Advancement. That area spearheads the Black Tie Gala. I know you're excited about this. You get a big kick out of it.
I do. It's one of those fun programs that we look forward to every year. It's fun because it's entertainment. You have a wonderful evening of entertainment as well as a wonderful meal. But what to me the real greatness of that program is that we have the opportunity to hear from our students. Mm-hmm. You get a chance to see what your dollars are doing at work, the investment that you're making into our students. And so they will be on parade that night. We'll have a chance to hear from our students. For the first time this year, I think as Mr. Tucker probably had said when he had the interview, students will be actually presiding. So they will be the mistress and master of ceremony this year. And so that's a different little twist we have. And of course, Alvin Garrett is going to be providing the entertainment. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, we started with entertainment, and now there's an expectation we're going to have entertainment each year as a part of of the gala. So we'll have that. And then we'll have a special announcement related to our capital campaign that will take place at the gala. And so we have some surprises in mind. We don't want to share those right now, but you'll find that information related to the campaign to be a little different than what you anticipate. So we're looking for a lively evening, an informative evening, and a time that we can celebrate the great accomplishment of this capital campaign.
Well, you're very student friendly. I've always felt that, and you always say that they are our best customer, and I love that we give back to them through the scholarships, and we do want people to get tickets or buy a table, and there's still time, and then call 256-372-8344 to get that information. Again, that's the 17th Annual Black Tie Gala on April 28th. This is the Presidential Community News from the Hill here on WJAB, and I'm talking with our 11th president of Alabama A&M University, Dr. Andrew Higini Jr. And coming up in a couple weeks, some huge events, and a lot of them on one day, so it's a full day, and we're talking about Founders Day and commencement and your breakfast. So it starts off with your breakfast.
Yes, that day, May 5th, is when we tell people to get a lot of rest the day before because it's going to be a long day. But we think it makes sense to try and coordinate all of these as opposed to trying to do these functions at different times. So we begin with the President's Community Breakfast. This is an outreach to the faith community. We understand the significance and the need for the support from the faith community. And so this allows us to have the ministers and their guests to come and to be a part of the university. In addition to that, we have a speaker each year. And this year we were having Bishop Harry Seawright. Bishop Seawright is the presiding bishop for the 9th Episcopal District of the AME Church, the African Methodist Episcopal Church, which is of the state of Alabama. Mm-hmm. Why that's significant is because those that understand the history know that our founder, Dr. William Hooper Council, was an ordained itinerant elder, which means he was a minister in the African Methodist Episcopal Church and one of the founders of St. John AME Church. Mm-hmm. And so whenever a new bishop comes to the Episcopal District, we certainly like to invite that bishop to come and provide the be the speaker for that program. Mm-hmm. Some years ago, we had Bishop Davis, who was our bishop at that time. Of course, he's moved down to another Episcopal district, and Bishop Seawright is coming. So the first thing we did, as soon as we realized that he was appointed, we extended the invitation, and we do expect him to be present. In addition to that, we instituted the Morrison Award. And so we have identified the recipients for the Morrison Award this year. One recipient is Attorney Bostani. Attorney Bostani has served the university for 10 years on our board of directors for the foundation. And so we thought that was a something that was worthy of note, mm-hmm. and we'll be recognizing her. The other person that we're going to recognize this year is Dr. Richard Showers.
Okay.
Dr. Showers, of course, was the first African-American elected to the City Council of Huntsville, mm-hmm. and, of course, is a graduate of the university as well. And so he will be the other recipient for our president's Morrison Award that mm-hmm. will be given during the president's breakfast. And then from there, we'll move to Founders Day. And at Founders Day, Mrs. Pamela McDonald will be our speaker for Founders Day. Ms. McDonald was the individual that was instrumental in coordinating and leading the effort for the significant contribution of $150,000 that the Deltas, who were graduates of Alabama A&M University, gave to the institution. It is my belief that I want persons speaking on Founders Day that have demonstrated their support for the university. We've always tried to find those individuals that have actually translated their love for Alabama A&M University in a tangible way through resources that will enable us to support our students. And so Ms. McDonald will be our speaker. And from there, we will have our graveside ceremony, as we've had each year. And then our commencement. Commencement will take place at the Von Braun Center. And this year we are having Ms. Rooker, Shanavia Rooker, who is a graduate of Alabama A&M. So mm-hmm. we want to welcome her back home. And we're so proud of her because she is the Vice President for Human Resources with Holly Davidson. And so that's exciting. I keep wondering whether or not she's going to ride here on a Harley Davidson.
But I was wondering a hog or bike. Now yeah, there's a that, difference.
Okay, there is a difference. There's a difference. But we're excited and pleased that that she's going to be our speaker. And so commencement is always exciting. I've said repeatedly there are two times of the year that I really, really love on a college campus. And the first is when our incoming freshmen come in the fall. And I love our commencement, be there in December or in May, because that then becomes the realization of the work that our students have done, mm-hmm. and they're able to achieve their objective, and we can again recognize and congratulate them for a job well done. So looking forward to it. Again, rest in order to be ready for that. I do want to mention something else that's coming up on the 26th of April. That is Administrative Professional Day, mm-hmm. and we recognize that each year. We ask our supervisors to come along with their administrative professionals, and we take the time to thank them for the work that they do, and we provide them a little gift and a nice meal to say thank you, because in many instances they are the face of the office, mm-hmm. and from the time they answer the telephone to the people that they greet, it's the face of Alabama A&M University, and we want them to know that we certainly appreciate what they do, and this is our way of saying thank you.
Most definitely. It's a full calendar there. And I do want to mention, you talked about Attorney Bustani, Jocelyn Bustani. Her mom, Ms. Bessie Washington Jones, was over Education Department, Arts and Fine Arts Department, and her dad, part of the tailgate area is named after him, George Jones.
Okay.
And so that's her A&M connection, although she went to Spelman College.
Okay.
But that's her A&M connection, and I like about Dr. Showers, and he's an A&M graduate. So we give back to them, we pull them back in, but they're already giving back.
That's correct.
And how huge do you see the slogan of Start Here, Go Anywhere? I just think it's still growing, but it's definitely getting out there.
It is. It has resonated. It has caught on. Mm-hmm. It's such an easy tagline to use, but it conveys a message. And those that very short phrase really conveys what we are all about. We're saying to people that sometimes when you think of institutions like Alabama A&M, you know, we're not an Alabama, we're not an Auburn, we're not a Harvard, we're not a Yale. So people think, well, you know, if you're from Alabama, Harvard, or Yale, here's where you can go. Mm-hmm. But we've been able to demonstrate that with a degree from this institution, from Alabama A&M University, you can go the same places that they can go. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the whole message of start here, and it doesn't say go, it says go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So the sky is the limit as to what it is you can do. And we have examples after examples of persons who have demonstrated that with a degree here, there is no limit to what you can do. And so it continues to resonate, and we will continue to advance that line. The other thing I wanted to mention that took place today is our STEM Day. Mm-hmm. You know that as an institution, we produce the largest number of minority STEM majors in the state of Alabama. And when you put that in perspective, you think about schools that are much larger, but yet we produce the largest number of minority STEM majors in the state. Well, today we had STEM Day, and STEM Day is an opportunity for our students to share their research and the projects that they're working on. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, I am always amazed at the quality of the research that our students are doing, the level of the research, the sophistication of that research, and their grasp of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And so it's a tribute to our students that they, or as early scientists and early researchers, have demonstrated that skill. But it's also a tribute to our faculty, because yes. Faculty is working with them mm-hmm. In order to develop the intellectual brain trust that we need for the future. And so STEM Day was great. The piece that I always like is just going and moving around through all of the displays. And I always tell them, look, tell me what you want to tell me in 2 seconds, because I've got to cover the others. Uh-huh. And it's always difficult because they're so excited, and I'm excited about what they're sharing with us. Mm-hmm. And so it was another great day on the Hill.
That's awesome. That is just incredible. And Dr. Arak has her SBIR, the Small Business Conference, is coming up. What is your thought on, and one thing we talked about again was building the relationships between A&M and the community. And Mr. Tucker gave his take on that as well, especially with the Black Tie Gala and you wanting people, sponsors and corporations to be a partner with Alabama A&M. When it comes to small business, how much of an impact is that on the A&M students and the A&M world?
Well, the business ownership is significant. You know, entrepreneurship is what drives the economy. And certainly when we work with our students, we want them to not always think about going to work for Company A or Company B. We want them to begin to think about developing companies themselves. Mm-hmm. Because the wealth in this nation, that wealth lies in business. That's where that significant difference is. And so anything that we can do to push that envelope mm-hmm. Of business ownership and business development, you know, and I go back to some of the projects that I had the opportunity of seeing during STEM Day. Many of those have great potential that they might become some discovery that can be marketed and develop into business. And mm-hmm. so we want our students to understand that that is an option as well. And so programs like the one that Dr. Arak is going to be sponsoring feeds into that and helps us again to move that agenda for the university and to bring the larger community into this whole notion mm-hmm. of economic development.
Right, see what we're doing here. And I know you talk about students starting here, going anywhere. A friend of mine, I call her my little sister, Carla McAlpin, the A&M grad and works with small business, and I'm almost positive her office is in the Pentagon. So she has moved on and is doing great things in helping people in that arena as well. Anything else that's coming forward that we want to share at this time, or we'll wait till we come back?
We'll wait till we come back, but again, you know, it's always exciting here on the Hill. A lot of things are going on, and we want to keep the dialogue open. This is probably the last one we'll be doing for this academic year. We'll be around for the summer, but we certainly look forward to continuing this dialogue into the next year.
Most definitely. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hugini. He's our 11th president here at Alabama A&M University. It's always a joy to talk with you here on the Presidential Community News from the Hill. And you have to give us your signature closing.
Yes, I'm going to probably at some point just bring this with me and have it there. But we talk about hope, because that is at the end of the day what we have to hold on to. And so I give different variations of it depending upon what's going on at a given day. But when we think about hope, the first letter in hope being H, and that is that we always to be high spirited. Don't let anything get us down. There's a lot of stuff out there, but don't let it get you down. Remain high spirited. And then the other letter is O, optimism. Always believing that tomorrow is going to be better than today. Mm-hmm. We just got to hang on in there. And then with that, the next letter is P. P tells us to be persistent. Don't give up. But while you're in order not to give up, you must remain positive. And then the letter E tells us to remain encouraged. And then as an institution, we have to embrace change and embrace challenge. Because if we are not willing to embrace change, we won't continue to exist as an institution. So that's hope for us. That's hope.
I love that. Can I add enthusiastic?
And be enthusiastic.
Yes. Thank you very much. We appreciate you taking the time out and hope you have a wonderful summer. Maybe we can catch up at least maybe one time in
July.
And then, of course, preview what's coming up in the faculty staff conference in fall semester.
Wonderful.
So thank you so very much, Dr. Hugini.
You're welcome. Thank you again, Ms. Fox.
This has been the Presidential Community News from the Hill with Dr. Hugini. Coming up, we have an update from NPR News, followed by its award-winning news magazine, All Things Considered, and more afternoon expressions. I'm Erica Fox. Thank you for tuning in here on WJAB, and have a great day.